Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show, the day before potentially the biggest day of our lives, right? Election day tomorrow. It's going to be so important that people get out and stand in the rain here in the sound of my voice and vote. Because if you put it off until today or tomorrow, guess what? You're going to get wet. Now, when I stood out in line for an hour and 45 minutes to cast my vote last week, week before last, it was beautiful and sunny. I mean, comfortable. 50s, whatever, 60s. You're going to get wet. Please don't let it stop you from voting, but putting it off has put you now in that situation. This is what we were talking about. Don't put it off, because what if it's thunderstorms on election day? You don't want anything that might prevent you from casting that vote.
Mm-hmm. So. I think for so long, Republicans, we didn't want to early vote, which I get. But now I just think there are so many things that can happen, like you said, on election day. Why take that risk? If you can vote early, vote early.
You should, vote early. You've still got today to do it, so you can still get out there and do that. Please take advantage of it. I don't suspect there will be any. In fact, the numbers may be higher today. There may be people who put it off until today. I hope not, because I think the lines are going to be really long tomorrow, even though there will be more polling places. Just a quick reminder there, 971talk.com. You can download the voter guide. It's got all the information on there. Hope people do that. The race, I just have to tell you, the race may be over because of what happened yesterday, though. Kim, this is news that I hate to actually bring this to people, but Monica Lewinsky has announced her presidential preference.
Wait a minute. I'm basing off whoever she picks, I'm going to pick.
Yeah, but it's too late. Why did she wait so long?
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie.
So based on her history of really bad judgment, would it move the needle at all? I don't know. She is going to endorse Kamala Harris.
She has
endorsed Kamala Harris.
Seriously, why does anybody care who Monica Lewinsky is voting for?
I don't know.
I mean, really. Sadly, some people might care who Taylor Swift is voting for or Beyonce, which says a lot about you if that's how you're deciding who to vote for and not, you know, like their policies, for example. But especially Monica Lewinsky, I'm sorry, she's kind of old news.
Yeah, the comments were on here were pretty classic. I see her judgment has not improved, said one guy on social media. I don't know. I just think if you're going to be tactical about it and you really want to help somebody and you know voting started a month ago, I mean, honestly, waiting this late, she kind of blew it. There's no other way to look at it.
People are also poking fun at J-Lo because she came out over the weekend and endorsed Kamala. She used to date Diddy, and they're like,
Yeah.
Your judgment might not be so great either.
I think we'll just ignore that, please. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Hans von Spakovsky. You know, he used to work for the Federal Elections Commission. Can't wait to get his thoughts on what happened in Georgia, where the RNC challenged and the court stepped and said, wait a minute, if there's voting going on, you got to have observers in the voting place. Now, we don't have that sense of clarity in St. Charles County, but they did have it in Georgia. We're going to talk to Hans von Spakovsky about that coming up in a little while, I promise, in the next segment. And we'll get you a check of business right after that. First, though, let's get to our top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Peanut was the best thing that ever happened to us. And we got confirmation that they put him down.
Wow. Rough story this weekend. Anytime you lose a pet, you know how that feels. These people lost their social media star, Peanut and Fred. Peanut was a squirrel. Fred was a raccoon. They are now wherever they go across the Rainbow Bridge.
So hopefully we get rid of Mitch McConnell pretty soon. Can you believe he endorsed me? Can you? Boy, that must have been a painful day in his life.
Donald Trump, love him or hate him, he's honest. He was talking about Mitch McConnell, who hasn't shown up for any campaign appearances that I know of, but he is voting for Donald Trump.
When I was in Scranton, we used to have a little trouble going down the plot once in a while. From Green Ridge. But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
Imagine being a fly on the wall in the room of Kamala Harris's top advisors as they're stirring their chai lattes and lamenting how much they wish Joe Biden would just shut the hell up.
You are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump, and you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American.
Well, I don't know about you, but I needed to be called anti-American by the woman who heads the state that where jackbooted thugs will come into your house and kill your pet, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Kathy
Hochul.
Well,
here's the thing. Those names actually bother quite a few people, and they'll do anything to not be called racist, homophobic. And so all of these things that you hear the Democrats say when they're describing Trump supporters sadly can be effective. Now, if you tell me that, I've been called those names so many times at this point for being an outspoken conservative and a Christian. Yeah. I don't care. And if anything, that fuels me. You want to call me garbage because I support Trump? Go ahead. I'm going to dress like garbage then.
Listen to her whole bite. She really... This is a glimpse into what the left thinks of you. If you don't agree with their worldview, you're not allowed to have an opinion other than their opinion of Donald Trump. Go to cut 13, please.
Gave me a chance to tie the Republicans running in these seats, the incumbents, closer to Donald Trump, and remind everybody, if you're voting for these Republicans in New York, you are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump, and you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American because you have just trashed American values and what our country is all about.
I didn't realize until Kathy Hochul informed me right then that American values include murdering infants in the womb. I didn't see that on the list. Did I miss that?
No, I didn't see that either.
Apparently that's an American value. Valuing life is un-American, according to this idiot that happens to run the state of New York, who became governor, by the way, because the last governor resigned in controversy after killing untold thousands of old people during COVID.
Well, and what our country is all about is our Constitution that separates our country from all the others. And the Democrats, the liberals, Kamala Harris, feel like, for example, the First Amendment is a privilege, not a right. They want to essentially do away with the Second Amendment.
Well, she pretty much summed up the old Hillary Clinton line, which never gets old.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
You piece of garbage. That's all you are. You're just garbage. We'll find out what happens tomorrow. Hopefully the garbage is getting out to the polls and voting. The early vote looks good. I just hope we've still got plenty to get to the polls today and tomorrow. If you know anybody that hasn't voted, beg them, implore them to go vote, because turnout is going to be the key in this thing. All right, coming up, Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage. We'll be right back.
Look here, Trump is up 65-33 among people who say they vote early in person. And Harris only has a slight lead in the vote by mail segment. Now, it probably will be bigger than that. But what everybody's saying to cope is that Republicans are cannibalizing their election day vote. But a lot of people say they're still going to vote in person on election day, and those people break Trump by 8 points.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
So much to get to, Hans. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine, anticipating tomorrow like everybody else.
Oh, my goodness. That was Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen digging into some of the, some of the different numbers he's looking at in his final polling that he's got out right now.
Right.
I wanted to talk to you about the turnout. Do you think we'll see record turnout this year? That we have to, right, with this early voting?
I think we will. Remember, the 2020 election 4 years ago was the highest turnout in a presidential election in many, many decades. It was even higher than the turnout in the Obama election in 08, and that itself was a record. I think the interest, and frankly, the fact that this race is nobody knows who's going to win. It's so close. I think that's going to drive turnout.
Well, you know, I was looking at the story out of Georgia with the Republican victory over election observers down there. We had something like that going on here where Republicans are fighting so-called Republicans over election watchers in a polling place. What happened in Georgia?
Well, this is the kind of thing that's been going on, frankly, all over the country since 2020, which is you have different – look, you always have had different groups competing within different political parties, particularly the Republican Party, and part of that is determining, well, who gets to be the observers in particular polling places.
Well, and I'm glad. I mean, to me, it just makes sense. The question here boiled down to people who were watching the voting versus people who would be in there challenging when the votes were counted. And I mean, I think you need to have both of those going on, right?
Well, yeah, exactly right. The only way, you know, the Democrats for years have been trying to say that, oh, no one should be able to challenge a registered voter. Well, that's ridiculous. You know, if I'm in my local polling place and I see my former neighbor walk in who I know moved to the other side of the country, what, I'm supposed to just keep quiet and not say a word about that and not challenge their right to vote and cancel out my vote when they're no longer a resident of the state? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So, Hans, I know we've been talking about what happened with Virginia and how the Department of Justice was saying, no, you can't take off these non-citizens, these self-identified non-citizens, and then
right.
A judge ruled, no, you can take them off. I mean, how confident do we feel in Virginia actually being able to remove those people? And not even just Virginia. I mean, let's think of other states across the country where this is happening as well.
Well, the Supreme Court reversing what the lower court did in Virginia was really, really important. Look, Virginia actually has already removed 11,000 aliens from the roll since 2014. It was only a month or so ago that the Justice Department suddenly sued over it. And that tells you a lot about this Justice Department and the way the Biden-Harris administration has been running it. But this is a problem all over the country. Texas announced it had removed 6,500 aliens, Alabama over 3,000, and multiple other states have also removed aliens. So basically the DOJ, the left, was trying to keep aliens on the rolls. Why? Well, they want them registered. They want them voting, even though it's illegal under federal law.
They need them.
Yeah. It appears to me that Laura Trump has done something pretty smart here. I mean, she's sort of got a rapid response team of lawyers ready to jump in when there are controversies, whether it's in particularly these swing states like Pennsylvania or Georgia.
No, that is exactly right. And in fact, look, they're doing better when it comes to fighting bad litigation by the left and jumping in than they have ever in the entire time I've been in Washington. They finally realized that they have to be ready to wage battles in the courts over election rules, and they're finally doing it.
Yeah. How confident are you? I mean, I know you get Heritage have a listing of the states with the best election integrity laws. I think Missouri's in the top five last time I looked at it. But in terms of these swing states, was enough done?
Depends on the state. Georgia did a lot to improve its elections. North Carolina did. Michigan went the opposite way and made things worse.
Wow. Well, we'll I'll be watching tomorrow night, my friend, and hopefully by the time you and I talk, I mean, now, obviously, if this thing gets tied up in some dispute, I'm going to try to get you on later this week so we can pick your brain over that, please.
Boy, I sure hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Hans von Spakovsky, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, yeah. This is what's amazing to me. I just saw this yesterday. I had to bring it up again, Kim. Here are activities where having a photo ID is not considered racist or a problem. Purchasing alcohol, cigarettes, opening a bank account, applying for welfare, applying for Social Security, applying for a job, buying a house, driving a car, renting a car, buying a car, getting on an airplane, getting married, purchasing a gun, adopting a pet, renting a hotel room, applying for a hunting license, applying for a fishing license, buying a cell phone, or visiting a casino.
Going to a Kamala Harris rally or Costco. Costco scanned my photo ID to get into shop at a store, and you're telling me you can't show a photo ID to vote? Give me a break.
Activities where requiring a photo ID must be racist. Voting. That's it. We'll be back in just a minute.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI. In my eyes, in this pose, in disguises, no one
knows. Has the face. Well, I'm here tonight to speak on behalf of Peanut the Squirrel. God rest his tiny soul. Not since the squirrel that was taught to water ski has a squirrel caught the nation's attention like this one.
That's Scott Jennings on CNN. I don't know. I think Rally Squirrel might have caught the attention, at least to the greater St. Louis area, more than the water skiing squirrel.
Well, that's it. It's limited. The Rally Squirrel was amazing. I even had a Rally Squirrel t-shirt, believe it or not.
Everybody did.
But everyone has seen the video of that water skiing squirrel. And I admit, I had not seen Peanut the Squirrel's videos, but I went down a rabbit hole last night and I saw Peanut eating waffles, wearing a cute little cowboy hat. I mean, he was like a dog. He was trained and, you know, would go to his little owner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you mourning the loss of Peanut up there?
Yeah, sure, totally.
Yeah, sure. Peanut the tree rat and the raccoon, Rocky the raccoon. No, it was Fred.
Fred
the raccoon.
They are tree rats, though. I mean, it's sad about what happened, but let's be real. They're kind of destructive. I'm not saying what happened was right. I'm not defending it, but I am going to say, yeah, squirrels are tree rats.
Well, if I'd just known, I could have called the New York Department of Environmental Concerns or whatever the hell it's called and had them come down. They could have eliminated this squirrel problem. I had an infestation.
Yeah, I had to pay thousands of dollars to get rid of my infestation. I should have just told them I had it illegally as a pet and they would have done it for me.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if this ends up having any impact on this election, but the fact that it dominated the news yesterday was pretty amazing to see, wasn't it?
surprising, to be honest with you, of all things going on right now. Tree rats are making headlines.
How many times, Nicole, have you come into work this past year and been completely surprised by the news headlines you had to read?
Truly, truly surprised. I'll say half a dozen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll put Liam Payne at the top of the list for that one.
And the squirrel? Did the squirrel make the list?
Squirrel made the top five.
Okay,
yes, definitely
that's good.
Made the top five.
Glad to hear it. Yeah. What's going on out there?
Okay, so futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 288, the NASDAQ up 144, the S&P 500 up 23. Europe's largest low-cost airline, Ryanair, has trimmed its passenger growth target for next year due to Boeing delivery delays. The company cut its passenger target for the year to March 2026 to 210 million passengers. That is from 215 million. Confirming plans reported by Reuters earlier this month, Ryanair shares were down 3.1% upon the news. Tech giant OpenAI has touted its artificial intelligence-powered transcription tool, Whisper, as having near-human-level accuracy. However, according to academic researchers, the tool is prone to make up chunks of text or even entire sentences. Those experts said some of the invented text can include racial commentary, violent rhetoric, and even imagined medical treatments. Wendy's has announced plans to close 140 underperforming U.S. restaurants across the country before the end of this year. This is on top of the 100 it said it would close back in May. However, in a conference call with investors, the company said those closures will be offset by 250 to 300 new restaurant openings. The IRS has announced an increase to the amount individuals can contribute to their 401k plans in 2025 to $23,500. This is up from $23,000 in 2024. The limit on annual contributions to an IRA will remain at $7,000. It was a relatively quiet weekend at U.S. movie theaters. Venom, The Last Dance enjoyed another weekend at the top of the box office, raking in another roughly $26 million in ticket sales. The Wild Robot placed second with another $7.6 million. Meanwhile, Tom Hanks' new film, Here, opened to a measly $5 million. And finally, multiple chains have come out with Thanksgiving specials for the cash-strapped customer. Aldi has announced shoppers can purchase a meal for 10 for just $47. Target said with its prices, shoppers can feed a family of four for just $20.
No, no, no. I don't believe any of this. 10 what? Like babies? My son's age? I mean, no way. You put my husband there. There's absolutely no way you're going to feed him, like,
10 people
the
for 47
of us,
bucks.
Give me a break. And Target, I don't believe any of this. I'd like to see the portion size.
I don't believe Target. I believe Aldi because they've done the right thing by us from the beginning. They've kept their prices low and affordable. Greed did not get the best of them. And their portion sizes are pretty decent. I believe Aldi. I do.
I think the Aldi commercial wins for Thanksgiving this year. Have you seen the commercial for Aldi where the woman is coming out and she's trying to impress her mother-in-law and she's sliding all this food onto the table and at the end the table pulls apart and a ham lifts up out of the middle of it and then at the last scene she's doing the splits on the table showing off and it's all because she shopped at Aldi's. So there you have it.
You too can do the splits
if you shop
at Aldi. That's what the message is saying.
I think so.
Oh, my body does not move like that anymore.
Nope.
But I will be shopping at Aldi, so we'll see.
There you go. All right, Nicole, thank you.
Thanks so much,
guys. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Well, here's the thing. It's probably the sizes of the portions we should be eating. Like they say that, what, the meat should be the size of your fist or something like that. And here in the United States, this is not how we roll.
Yeah. They might be able to feed a party of 10 in China on that, but they're not in the United States.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to happen. Hey, before we run out of time here, have you heard of Lily Tang Williams?
No.
No, she's a candidate for Congress in New Hampshire, and she's fantastic. She's a Chinese immigrant. She just tore up her opponent the other day, who's a multimillionaire, and she said, "You have no idea what you're talking about. You don't live here." Jake Sullivan's wife is the lady she's running against in New Hampshire. Well, yesterday she went to a town hall where David Hogg was speaking on gun control, and she owned him. You need to listen to this bite. If you don't hear anything else today, listen to Lily Tang Williams, who grew up under communism, describing how great the Second Amendment is. Listen.
My name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. She shut down this David Hogg kid from Parkland who travels the nation pushing for confiscation of your weapons. She shut him down.
I love that.
Argument's over. Promise me that there would never be a tyrannical government that would kick the door in of your house and kill your pet squirrel, and I'll give up my guns. But you can't promise that because we see examples of it all the time. All right, I had to play that for you. If you go Google her debate she had the other night with this candidate up in New Hampshire, she absolutely owned her. I hope she has a chance of winning up there, although I kind of doubt it. But it is New Hampshire. We'll see what happens. Coming up, we'll get to In Other News. Stay tuned.
Well, music titan Quincy Jones, who produced for Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, and Ray Charles, among others, has died at the age of 91. His publicist says he died Sunday at his Bel Air home, surrounded by family. Listen to this. The list of his honors and awards he's won fills 18 pages in his autobiography, Q, and that includes 28 Grammys.
Wow. So impressive. Yeah, he did. I remember the story. Carl's going to laugh at me when I bring this up because it's got the VH name in it. But when Quincy Jones called Eddie Van Halen and asked him to come over and work with Michael Jackson on Thriller.
It was his idea.
Yeah, it was his idea.
And so Mark's happy about it.
So there you have it.
Anything including Van Halen.
Yeah, I just had to work happy. That in there, yes.
And he was married several times, has 7 kids, including Rashida Jones from Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm. She's Anne.
And then he was married to Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad for a while.
I had no idea Anne was his daughter. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know.
No clue.
All right. Jason Kelce's taken some heat after he smashed a Penn State fan's phone. That fan had been making fun of his brother, of course, Travis Kelce, for dating Taylor Swift. Now, I can't say the word that he used on the radio, but here's what was happening. This guy was walking with a bunch of other people, including Kelce, ahead of the Penn State-Ohio game on Saturday, and he kept following Kelce. He's trying to record him, and that was when Jason Kelce turned around and threw the guy's phone on the ground.
We have the sound from that.
Yeah, go
bleep.
Ahead.
Bleep.
Kelce, Kelce, Kelce.
Clearly drunk.
Kelce, can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
Yeah, he said it twice.
Yeah.
And then Kelce grabbed his phone and slammed it to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. In any other situation, I mean, Kelce probably should have just kept his cool and kept walking, but he didn't. No, I'm surprised the left's not supporting him on this.
I think he... people get way too comfortable on the internet nowadays,
yep.
So then they
mm-hmm.
think they can do it in person. So.
Thank you. Too many people on the internet have never been punched in the nose. You would not want to get punched by this guy. He's huge.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
People say some really stupid things to celebrities and think it's completely fine because they're a celebrity to say this
to
them.
Plus, the word he used doesn't fit a guy dating a girl.
Right.
I mean, even if it made any sense, he was clearly drunk, but anyway.
And annoying.
Yeah. Thank you.
TGI Fridays has filed for bankruptcy. That was over the weekend that happened, blaming their ongoing financial woes on the COVID pandemic. The company had closed dozens of its locations here in the United States and other parts of the world that had been underperforming. TGI Fridays says it'll use this opportunity to look into ways to restructure the company to ensure long-term viability of the brand.
Is there still one downtown here? Is that
I
one still
know.
Open down here by Keener Plaza?
I've not been to a TGI Fridays in years.
It's been a long time, but I believe there's still one down here in Keener Plaza.
If I had to guess, it probably closed down.
Oh, did it? Okay, I don't know.
But
it was
wonder,
right next to Hooters.
I wonder if it's part of that, like a bunch of franchises got bought out basically so they could exploit the real estate, kind of like Red Lobster. So they're going bankrupt, but it's for the real estate.
Oh,
I don't know if they're part of that, but
could be. All right, Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has been diagnosed with colorectal cancer. The 47-year-old says he's been privately dealing with the diagnosis and has been taking steps to resolve it, adding that there's reason to be optimistic and says he's feeling good. He had recently appeared on an episode of Walker, which I'd not heard of, and he's supposed
to star in some other Texas film. Ranger on CBS.
Well, how weak is that? Who did they get for the lead role in that one?
One of the guys from Supernatural. It's not CBS. I think it's on the CW.
Okay.
But he had to apologize to his family because because the tabloids found out and went live with it before he could tell all of his family members.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's terrible. Hey, remember the Australian breakdancer Rachel Gunn, who famously scored 0 points at the Olympics?
Yeah, that was bad.
Listen what she's doing now. She's offering anyone who can beat her at breakdancing $10,000. She's calling it the Ray Gunn Challenge because her name is Rachel Gunn. So here's what the fans can do. They can create a video using the Finder beat track. I'm not even familiar with that. But they can post it to Instagram with the hashtag Ray Gunn Challenge. The best solo dancer wins $5,000. The best two-person dance group wins $10,000.
Where's she getting all this money all of a sudden? Did she, like, make a lot of money after being famous?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
How did she monetize that?
Well, even if you have enough followers now on social media sites, you can monetize that.
The TGI Fridays is closed down. The one in South County is still open, and so is Fairview Heights.
Ah, good to know. Thank you, Carl. Thank you for that TGI Fridays update.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up, we're going to get to John Sauer next hour, former Solicitor General from Missouri, on Amendment 3. Stay tuned.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating. Typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.